USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You will soon be able to begin ordering free at-home rapid COVID-19 tests through a new government website on January 19th. Initially, orders will be limited to 4 tests per residential address. Tests will ship via first-class mail within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The administration expects that timeline to shorten as the program ramps up. A snowy weekend in store for millions of Americans. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. The storm already affecting folks in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment, dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm that's expected to dump heavy snow for much of the country. Forecasters are predicting up to 1 foot of snow Friday from the eastern Dakotas to the Ozarks in Arkansas. Cities including Minneapolis, Des Moines, and St. Louis are in the storm's path. As far as what you can do to prepare for that storm, so if something happens and you are stranded alongside the road, Lauren Fix is known as a car coach. She tells Fox's Weather Nation.
One of the things you can carry is super easy. You can get them at any mass merchandiser store. And these are these hand warmers and foot warmers. You should have those in the vehicle with you all the time, as you would have an extra set of gloves. I just keep them in the door pocket. And things you should carry with you for your vehicle. Like if we had been stopping there, we'd probably been selling food, because I always have a cooler full of food with me and bottles of water. You want to have your medication with you. That's really critical, especially if that's something that you need on a certain time window and you may not be back in time. Those people that are in need of those medications are the ones that we really have to be concerned about. Of course, blankets. You want gloves, hat, scarf.
Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic is headed back to detention. That's after Australian authorities canceled his visa again amid the ongoing coronavirus vaccine controversy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.